Hi, everyone. Welcome to the Divorce Girl Smiling Podcast. My name is Jackie Pilisoff, and I'm your host. I'm the creator and editor-in-chief of Divorce Girl Smiling, the website and the podcast, and coming soon, the app. I know I've been saying that for months, but I promise it's coming. It's just taking a lot longer than I thought. Before I get started, I want to take a minute and say a prayer for all of the soldiers and the innocent Americans and innocent people from other countries in Afghanistan. I am devastated. I have never watched the news, really since 9/11, and just cried. I just feel terrible. I am deeply concerned, and I am praying so hard. So please take a minute and keep them in your prayers that all of the Americans and innocent people and soldiers get home safely. So I want to switch gears. I want to talk about something that I hear from almost every person who's going through a divorce. And that is, how in the heck do you date and fall in love when you're in your late 40s, 50s, 60s? It's everybody's probably biggest concern, because I do think that most people going through a divorce did like to be married. They like the concept. They don't want to be alone. That's why they were married. They just were married to the wrong person. So people getting divorced obviously like monogamy and like marriage. I'm a huge fan of marriage, by the way. This site is not about promoting divorce. It's about promoting being with the right person. And that might mean divorce. That might mean fixing your marriage. And also it means meeting someone who you're going to be happy with, right? So what is it like to date and fall in love after 50? And I can tell you firsthand, I have lived all of this. Like, people wonder, am I a psychiatrist? Am I a psychologist? Am I a therapist, social worker? What's my credentials? Well, my credentials are basically I lived it. And the fact that I'm a journalist and have the ability to communicate it in a good way, I guess. So what I want to talk about is, when I was 49, I had been in a relationship with somebody for several years, six, I think. And I knew pretty much the entire time that it really wasn't working. It wasn't right. It didn't feel right, I think, for both of us. And yet I kept dating him. And I just kept thinking, well, you know, I'm not unhappy. Although looking back, I think I was. And I didn't want to be alone. And one of the things I feared most is, I'm going to be 50. I can't break up and start over now. You know, it was the scariest thing, because I felt like I was really caught between a rock and a hard place. I didn't want to be alone, yet I knew that I wasn't with the right person. So eventually, we broke up, and it was about 6 months before I turned 50. And turning 50 is a really big deal. I mean, it is really, to me, was like the turning point. I really didn't feel any different physically, but I knew there was this number in my head, and 50 sounds really old to people who aren't 50. And then when you turn 50 and you get into your 50s, you realize life is the same, everything's great, more physical challenges perhaps, but it's great, and you're so smart. You get all this maturity and wisdom, and it's awesome. But it's scary to think about. So anyway, back to when I was 49 and breaking up with this guy, and I got to a place that was a place of self-actualization, I guess you could call it. And I thought, okay, here's your two choices. Go on with this guy being unsure and not willing to take a risk of getting married because you know in your gut it's not right. Or you could end up alone. You could break up with this guy and be alone the rest of your life. Because I had heard from people that meeting someone after 50 is really hard, and, you know, there's not a lot of good people out there. So I decided, you know what, I would rather be alone than be in this wrong relationship. And so that's what I did. I took the risk. And it felt so freeing and so empowering to feel strong enough to be independent and self-reliant and say, you know what? If it's not the right person, then it's better to be alone, because I'm not really alone. I have kids. I have a great family. I have a lot of friends. And I was really at peace with it. And wouldn't you know, a few months later, I started dating a friend of mine, a platonic gym friend who I had known for several years, and fell more in love than I ever have been in my life. And it's almost 7 years later. And I still feel like I am pinching myself. I am happy. We have a really healthy relationship. It's not perfect. There's definitely some, you know, everybody has their ups and downs, but I would say it's pretty close. And I feel beyond blessed. And I honestly think it was because I just took all the pressure off myself and thought, it's okay to be alone. I don't care anymore. So what is it like to fall in love after 50? I want to give a couple of reasons why I think falling in love after 50 is wonderful. So here are the reasons. First of all, people over 50 have really lived a lot of life and have learned from our mistakes. So we're putting our best selves forward. I mean, think about it. Aren't you a better partner for somebody than you were, let's say, at 25 or 30? You know, you've learned things. You've put your hand on the burner, got burned, and realized what works, what doesn't, what's right, what's wrong. And so really, at 50, I think people are the best versions of themselves. And we say that to each other, actually, my boyfriend and I, all the time. He's like, you're getting the best of me. And I'm like, same here. I'm a much better partner. So in the relationship that I was in for so long in my 40s, I really wasn't the person I am today. And I definitely wasn't the person I am in my marriage either. Okay, that's number one. Secondly, we don't have these unrealistic expectations. We don't get easily disappointed because you sort of have this feeling. I know this is going to sound kind of funny, but it's like you have this feeling of, well, I went through a divorce. What could be worse than that? So, I mean, you know, you really have nothing to lose. You don't expect a lot. You know, you just want to be happy. Everything kind of gets simpler. So that's the second thing. Third thing is we are more open-minded and less judgmental. I think that people in their 50s give people much more of a chance. You know, we're more open-minded. We're not so dead set on, okay, he has to be over 5'9", or I don't even want to date him. You know, I remember I have this friend who used to just be so judgmental on guys' height, and it was so mean when I look back. Anyway, okay, number four. Before I get to number four, I want to mention a wonderful divorce girl smiling partner who I absolutely think the world of, and that is Elaine Moss, and actually her partner, Pete Mullins, at Vester Capital. And if you're looking to, you know, for a financial plan during or after your divorce, you want to know what you can spend, what you're making, how long your money is going to last. And then they take all that money if you end up hiring them, and they invest it. I've been a personal client of Vester Capital for, I want to say, 6 or 7 years. Cannot even explain how wonderful the service and, even more importantly, the performance is on my money. So Vester Capital, Elaine Moss, Pete Mullins, love those guys. Okay, getting back to the show, you're listening to the Divorce Girl Smiling podcast with Jackie Pilisoff, and I'm talking about what it's like to fall in love after 50. Okay, this is number four of the reason why falling in love after 50 is truly wonderful. We aren't looking for a husband or wife. We just want to be loved, or we just want to love. Now, you might be listening thinking, well, I don't know what you're talking about, but I really want to be remarried. See, I don't care. What I care about is a happy, healthy, romantic relationship where you are happy 99% of the time. Do you have to be married to do that? Definitely not. So don't rush it. There's no rush here. We're not having babies anymore. We just want to be loved. We just want to love. We want to enjoy life with somebody. Beautiful, beautiful philosophy. Love it. Number five, we're willing to be more vulnerable, therefore making the relationship deeper and more meaningful. Oh, you guys, this is a big one. I remember being so afraid to really show myself to people. And as I got older, I started thinking, like, who cares? This is me. I like me. I'm comfortable with me. Am I perfect? Definitely not. But if somebody's going to love me, they're really going to love me for who I am. And let me tell you, in your 50s, your muffin top doubles. I don't want to start listing all the physical things that happens, but body changes and health scares and shit and all this physical stuff. So try not to focus on that because we have great medical care here. And all you can do is live your life healthy, work out, eat healthy, put good food in your body, minimize your drinking, and just act like you love your body enough to take care of it, and your true weight and body type will reveal itself from that. Does that make sense? I almost want to say, go on a health regime from the inside out. Care about your insides and let it dictate what you look on the outside. Okay, so that is number five. Number six, we're more self-confident, care less about what other people think. Okay, that's the same thing as number five. Number seven, we have gratitude for the relationship. We respect it, we value it, and we make it a priority. So it's like once you meet someone and you know you love this person, I think in your 50s, you have so much more gratitude. You think about how lucky you are all the time instead of focusing on what you want, which I think young people do a lot, and where you're going. Well, you know what? Guess what? You're here. You're grateful for it. You're thankful. You're thanking God. You're thanking, you know, your family for being there for you and your friends. And you just respect the relationship. You put the person first. You consider their feelings more. I just think people over 50 just are so much more, they're smarter. They have more wisdom in this regard. So those are my seven things. I also want to mention before I move on, because I want to offer a few dating tips for dating over 50. And these also apply to people in their 40s too. So before I move on, I want to talk about two more Divorce Girl Smiling partners. I want to talk about Marjorie Jacobs, who is a certified divorce mediator. And Marjorie, let me tell you something. She has been in the business longer than any other mediator. She got into it like 20 years ago. Marjorie Jacobs is a great, great mediator. She knows a lot. She works with divorce attorneys to help people get divorced more amicably, less expensive, and just give an overall better outcome of a divorce versus litigation where a judge is making all the decisions for you. Marjorie's really professional. She's really smart. So I would highly recommend her. Her name of her company is Alternative Strategies. And then the next people I want to recommend are Don Gordon and Shell Silverberg, who are the founders of the Center for Divorce Education, which is a company that produces the parenting class Children in Between. And this is a wonderful class to take. It's a 4-hour online parenting class. You might be required by your judge to take a parenting class during your divorce. Even if you're not, Children in Between, I think it's like $49, is the best money you can spend to help you learn about how to act and how to parent during your divorce that's going to benefit your kids. So look them up. You can find all these people on divorcegirlsmiling.com. Okay, you are listening to the Divorce Girl Smiling podcast, and I want to bring up a couple of tips for dating after 50, really dating after 40 or 50. Okay, I'm going to rattle these off really quick. Stop looking at your phone when you're out anywhere. Get your head out of your phone and stop looking at it so people can see your face. That's number one. Second, smile more. Be more approachable. Third, compliment people. If you like somebody, either a man or a woman, if they have on a woman has on a beautiful dress, say, you know what? Your dress is beautiful. Make somebody feel good. Karma comes back, I promise. And even if you see a guy, just say like, hey, you have a really nice smile. Will never hurt you. The guy might be married, but he'll still feel good about it. And what have you lost? Okay, moving on. Be direct. Don't beat around the bush. Just be direct. Go up to someone. Hi, my name's Jackie. Shake their hand or give them a fist bump, I guess. Okay, number five, try some humor. Just try to be funny. People love to laugh. They love to smile. Don't take rejection personally. If you go out on a date with someone and they don't like you, that's their issue. It has nothing to do with you. They don't know you well enough to take for you to take it personally. Another one, try to be patient. Dating is so hard. I hear horror stories from people who are online dating. But try to have fun with it and just be patient. When it's your time to meet someone, you will. And remember, another tip is remember that you're still healing from your divorce. You still have a lot to process. So just let it happen. Healing is, it takes a long time. That doesn't mean you can't enjoy life while you're healing. But just remember that you've been through a lot and give yourself a break. You don't have to meet someone overnight. I'm going to leave you with one last tip, okay? But before I do that, I want to mention one more Divorce Girl Smiling partner, and that is Tiffany Hughes, a divorce attorney who I absolutely think is wonderful. The law office of Tiffany M. Hughes. I've known Tiffany for 1.5 years. I've referred several clients to her. They have all reported back that she is really ethical, really smart, and really, really works for them to get them the best possible outcome. Okay, before I sign off, I want to give one more tip. Remember this in dating after divorce when you're over 50. There are no buts in a romantic relationship. I wrote a whole article on this. So basically, what I mean by that is that if you're dating someone and your friend says like, oh, how's the new guy? And you go, he's good, but I don't know. I don't know where this is going. Okay, that's a bad sign. If you use the word but, something is not right. Okay, if somebody says, here's another scenario. How's the new guy you're dating? Oh my gosh, he's great. He's a total sweetheart. Yesterday he surprised me and brought flowers over to my house. Oh, he's great. We're having so much fun. Notice how there was no but in that sentence. Okay, so hope that helps. I know it's hard to be alone, but don't settle for something. You deserve more. You've been through a lot in your divorce. You deserve to be happy. So I wish you a wonderful day. Thank you so much for listening. This is the Divorce Girl Smiling podcast. My name is Jackie Pilisoff. I'm your host. And if you want to learn more, go to my site for tons of articles and wonderful resources. And it's divorcegirlsmiling.com.